In the past few days, more than 100,000 Syrian Kurds have rushed over the Turkish border. That as ISIS swept through a series of Kurdish villages in Syria. NPR's Deborah Amos reports now from southern Turkey near the Syrian border.
This Kurdish family of seven crossed the border 3 days ago from the Syrian town of Kobani. They could hear the fighting at night on the outskirts of town, says Zoza, who wouldn't give her last name. Terrified, she and her family walked to the Turkish border with no time to pack.
My phone and my laptop.
Your laptop and your phone?
Yes, just that.
She joined a wave of Syrian Kurds, an unprecedented exodus, says the UN Refugee Agency. In every neighborhood, on every street, Kurds quickly left their homes and headed for safety. But now they face an uncertain future.
We come together. Now I don't know anything.
ISIS has shown no mercy for minorities and on social media sites has stepped up harsh rhetoric against the Kurds. Reports of brutal treatment for civilians prompted the flight, says Zoza. When they kill someone, they upload high-quality videos to terrify the others, she says. Some Kurds shelter with relatives already in Turkey, but most try to find a place in the Turkish border town of Suruj, 9 miles from Kobani, also known as Ain al-Arab. Many are living in the open on the town square. Turkey is already struggling to cope with more than 800,000 registered refugees, but the latest wave of Syrian Kurds has unleashed deep tensions that led to outbursts in this town and clashes on the border with Turkish citizens, Turkey's Kurds, who want to join the fight in Syria against ISIS. On Sunday, they hurled rocks at police who wouldn't let them cross. The police answered with tear gas and water cannons. Still, says Kurdish activist Mustafa Abadi, many Turkish Kurds have slipped into Kobani to fight the militants.
500 to 600 fighters, they entered to Syria. But the problem with the weapons, we need weapons.
That's what Turkey fears, long at odds with its Kurdish minority. These Turkish Kurds will join Syria's militias, then come back home and carry out attacks. But the ferocity of the ISIS advance is changing calculations and alliances. ISIS is right on the border, as Mustafa Abadi explains, as we sit in a car where we can see Syria and Kobani across a flat field.
Yeah, of course. Now they are on the border.
Still, the strain shows as Turkey's security police tried to clear cars along this border road on Sunday to maintain control.
Oh my God!
A big water truck is just backing into cars.
The crumpled cars are pushed to the side of the road. The truck driver wears the uniform of the Turkish security police. The enraged crowd pelted the truck with rocks, smashing the windshield while aiming for the driver. It's all part of the explosive tensions here, says Abdi, the Syrian activist.
They asked them by the
loudspeaker.
About the speaker to go back, and they didn't, so it's the Turkish police style.
Turkey's complex domestic politics still drives emotions here between Turks and Kurds. Now more than 100,000 Kurds from Syria have crossed the border, a crisis that trumps all other refugee flows from Syria. Deborah Amos, NPR News, on the Turkish border.